Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast. Show us the money.
Kaya Biz.
On the street.
On the air.
That's right. You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya959 on the street, on the air. Now, let's go to Canada, where there's a possibility that Impala Platinum Holdings is set to close a mine there. Peter Major, Director of Mining at Modern Corporate Solutions, joins me. Peter, if I can ask you to unmute, a very good evening to you. Thank you so much for your time on Kaya Biz this evening. There's reports that at the end of May next year, Impala Platinum is going to shut down a mine in Canada. Can you just give us insight into what the story is there?
Well, basically, we've seen this many times before. South African companies want to diversify. They want to lower their risk and diversify their income, but they end up paying way too much for a foreign asset. And we have to realize where we're starting from. Mm-hmm. South Africa arguably has the best deposits in the world. It unarguably has those assets at a huge discount to what you can get them for anywhere else in the world. So we just know we're taking good priced assets that generate income here, and we're using that money to buy overpriced assets overseas.
Mm-hmm.
And very seldom do we see this work out. And we saw it happen with Sibanye on multiple fronts, not just buying Stillwater, but on many of the other purchases. And the worry was we were paying not just for an overpriced asset, but we were buying it when the market was booming for what that asset produced. And North American Palladium produced palladium. And from 2016, 17, 18, the palladium price doubled. And then from 18, 19, 20, it doubled again. And yeah, that's great. While it's doubling and going up in price, you can buy an overpriced asset and you'll probably recover your cost of capital if it stays up there.
Mm-hmm.
But these crazy prices never stay there. And you got to base your purchases on what is a long-term realistic price. And we know palladium was around $750, $800. Mm-hmm. So you can't buy things when it's based on a price of $2,000, $2,500. So it's really ending in tears, I'm afraid.
Okay, you're saying it's ending in tears, and I used the word possibility earlier on because according to a letter that was leaked, and I'm quoting directly here, the final date of operations is dependent on several factors, including available tailings capacity and the ability to meet production targets. Does it just mean, you know, it's the end of the road, but the final day is still to be decided, or is there room for the mine to maybe not close?
I don't think they've got room to not close.
I see.
But
okay.
Closing is not the end of the world. You're going to put the mine on care and maintenance. It does have the ore in the ground, but the ore is not even close to being economic at today's prices.
Okay.
When will those prices go up? You don't know, but this is a cyclical business. They could go up in 5 years. They could go up in a year. But yes, you can't keep burning cash that you're going to need to get the mine running again.
Good.
So it makes sense. Save your cash, use it effectively. And hey, in South Africa, at today's platinum and palladium price, the mines here offer much, much better value than any of the mines offshore.
Okay. When we see these mines closing down, I'm interested to know what the role the move towards electric vehicles has played in the need and the demand for platinum among, for instance, vehicle manufacturers and more, and what that does to mines.
Well, in this case, North American Palladium produced a lot more palladium than they did platinum.
Okay.
Stillwater, platinum, really produced multiples of palladium than it did platinum. South Africa is literally the only place where you get such high ratio of platinum.
Mm-hmm.
We have more platinum than even palladium. Now, diesels worked much better using palladium. And 20 years ago, the world looked like it was going to go much more to diesel than it was going to go to gas. And the Europeans in particular, more than half of every vehicle sold in Europe
diesel.
10, 15, 20 years ago was diesel. And they were just starting to do the same in America. people were even talking about it was going to happen in Japan and China. But the manufacturers of gasoline-powered vehicles, they didn't take this lane down. They put a lot of work into it, and they got their fuel consumption just about as good. And there's a lot of advantages for around-town driving on a petrol than there are over a diesel. There's advantages in cold weather of a petrol over a diesel. So that alone impacted the offtake of palladium considerably. Now Europe, I don't even think they have 25% of their vehicles running diesel, and they're talking about going even lower. Mm-hmm. And we saw with the Volkswagen crisis a few years back, it is much harder to clean up an engine that burns diesel than it is petrol. Okay. So that's removed a big, big component. There's much more palladium going into auto catalysts than there was platinum.
Okay.
Electric vehicles present another challenge. Yes, as the world buys electric, it's definitely not going to buy diesel.
Yeah. I want to come back to the Impala Platinum story. That company has previously let go of 95 employees or so. So we have a sense of what happens to the workers and the broader economy where a mine is based when there's a shutdown or when there's a laying off of a lot of people.
Fortunately, Canada has pretty positive legislation for mining.
Okay.
They are a mining juggernaut. And they've got the government lined up with industry, lined up with the communities and the unions. So there is a shortage of people for mining in Canada. There's a shortage of people for mining even in America, but Canada even more so. So they're a real dynamo. I don't think those people have too much trouble at all finding alternative and similar employment.
Mm-hmm. What lessons do you think miners can learn? You touched on it in the beginning of our conversation about when they want to expand using the profits because of the riches of South Africa overseas and avoid the pitfalls that Impala Platinum is seeing.
Wow. Very important question. And this is all deja vu. We've seen this for 50 years. We've seen this since the 1960s when Anglo-American started Charter overseas, and they wanted to replicate all their success in South Africa into other countries. It's very, very difficult, and it seems more random than determined that South African mining companies spend their hard-earned money offshore. They know South Africa inside and out. They know the deposits, the government, the unions, the people. And I've always said since I was a fund manager, I can make my clients a lot more money in dollar terms invested in South African mining than I can invested in mining overseas. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe that's just me. Maybe because I know South Africa, and if I was going overseas with that money, I don't know the companies as well. But when you just look at the examples, yes, there's a few good examples, but I would say less than 20%, definitely less than 25%. Sure. So if the odds are 3 out of 4 times you're going to lose, just think twice. Do you need to put that hard-earned money overseas? Do you really need to? Mm. Can you not just pay it to shareholders? Can you not open up a brownfields or even a greenfields in South Africa?
Mm.
It's not the first time it happened. I always hope it's the last time, but there's so many precedents and examples of investing money when commodities are running, when there are standard deviation above their mean.
Yeah.
These commodities are cyclical, you know, and don't buy things when the commodity is above the mean. Buy it when it's below the mean.
South Africans are very resilient and optimistic people, Peter. So you'll see our companies probably adopting the same kind of attitude. And that's why you see people going out, even though there's been so much failure. That's where we leave it for now. Peter Major, Director of Mining at Modern Corporate Solutions. Thanks so much for your time on Kaya Biz this evening.
Thank you.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.